Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culvert, a dog wanter.
Oh, because your dogs went home.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, why are you so sad?
Yeah, but you want to hear what's going to cheer me up?
Yes.
This is our producer, Christian Duenas. How'd I do?
Great.
Yep.
He's
good.
Here. He's just outside the booth.
Guess who else is here to console me?
Whom?
The king, Jesse Thorne, in the booth. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
I'm a little uncomfortable with being called the king, but I'll take it.
Will you allow it?
It used to be Elvis. Now it's you.
Yeah.
Is that how popular culture works?
Yeah, more or less.
If I know Elvis, and I think I do, I feel like he would be who you would be who he'd select.
Marginal public radio shows are the rock and roll of the 21st century.
Yeah. Listen,
I think it's fair.
I stand by it. I think he would be like this guy. That's
and
what I want
there was no one in between the two. Also, it was Elvis, and then there was no one for a while.
Right?
And then now it's you.
Yeah, and then Jesse Thorne. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Yes. Jesse, what a champ! What a sport! We
what
walked
a king.
In to record. I said, Jesse, will you please pop in there with me? I need you. And he said, yes.
Yeah, I abandoned my comedy writing responsibilities. I was hunched over my computer looking up symphonic instruments on Wikipedia. I was looking at the flugelhorn section of Wikipedia.
Ooh,
looking for funny words.
Yeah.
That's already funny.
I know.
that's I
why I picked
it.
But sometimes you get yourself in a trap because you already said flugelhorn. Now you got to come up with an actual joke.
That's actually very true.
Yeah. Now, Jesse, what are you looking up these jokes for?
Oh, well, I'm a regular, in addition to my responsibilities as the owner of MaximumFun.org and the host of Bullseye and all my other goddamn jobs. I occasionally contribute to the Sklar Brothers podcast, Sklar Bro Country.
Great.
And I am their resident fantasyologist. This is a premise that they came up with years ago when they started the show, which is that I am a fantasy reporter, but rather than doing fantasy sports reports, I do fantasy reports for other things, like doulas. And in this case, symphonic instruments.
God, that is so delightful. I want a show just on that. I just want that character to have his own show.
Yeah, I say we run this thing into the ground.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Right. I'd watch every week. But I guess dogs. Should we talk about dogs, you guys?
Let's talk about dogs and what
it?
We have in store this
All
week.
All right. Let's tell our listeners what they've got themselves into. I got a minute on rat terriers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you guys know much about that going into it?
Well, I'm not gonna spill the beans here, but yeah. Hint, there might be some rat terrier mixes living in my house right now.
Whoa.
We're going to have some good insight on this.
We are.
Yeah. Legs, what else you got?
I have a little bit of fun seasonal dog news about a fun senior prank.
Oh, fun.
I do, in Florida.
Is this where they disassembled a dog and then reassembled it on the roof?
Yep. Hilarious prank.
That old chestnut. Been around for years.
Classic. The crusty old Dean didn't like it. Dadgummit, they did it.
Exactly. Oh, you kids.
It's worth every day of suspension for it.
No, you guys. It's yet a different dog prank.
Okay.
And we also, you guys, we have guest Andrew W.K.
Uh-huh.
Everyone clap.
Yeah, there we go. Feeling good about it.
Who... You know him from so many things. You know him from general partying. I was a huge fan of his party songs in the aughts. Recently, he's done a bunch of TV work. He's a great writer. He has a very cool, insightful column for The Village Voice called Ask Andrew W.K.
Cool.
He's great. And he's going to talk to us about dogs. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is going to be good. We got Jesse. We got Andrew. Come on.
Let's do it.
We got everything we need. All right, here we go. Okay. Team, it is time for dogs we met this week. Allegra, you got one. Jesse, you got one. You guys want to rock, paper, scissors? Who goes first?
Sure.
Allegra, you go first.
Okay.
That's nice. That's a
thank you.
Far more civil way to do it. Okay. All right.
Okay. I believe I've told Renee about these dogs, but I have not told the podcast world at large. These are, okay, when Pistachio and I go on our morning walk, we sometimes cut down through an alley to come back home. And there's a window that's at my head level at this alley. So it's obviously like someone's bedroom or something.
Sure.
And there are two dogs that every morning are there at the window whining to, like, you know, like they want to play away.
Yeah.
Not like in a we're trapped way. Help us get out of your way.
Right, right.
But in like a, oh, we wish we were there playing.
Not like a Rapunzel situation.
No, no, no.
Okay. All right.
They're fine. The only Rapunzel part of it is that one of them does have very long hair. It's very cute.
Cute.
But no, it's not sad. It's super cute.
Please tell me the sense in you climbing up a dog's hair.
Oh my God, I wish.
Okay.
The closest I... So one is like a... It looks like a gigantic terrier. It actually looks like a large sandy version of Jesse's dog, Coco.
Aww.
So like a big terrier. So how this started was like the terrier thing... every morning would be there just wagging its tail and like wiggling, and we'd say hi. Eventually, I held Pistachio up so they could sniff each other. But I can't do anything. I just like pet it through the window, and like we go like, oh. And then it's so sad because he or she whines the whole time we walk away, like he wants to play so bad.
Legs, this is so cute.
I know, it's so cute. And then recently, the other dog that lives with. I'm going to say him, with him, a husky has been joining him in this. I don't know if he was like, hey, you got to come through this thing at the window every morning. But now there's two of them. And like the window kind of barely fits them. So the terrier thing is there. The husky joins and always puts his face on top of the terrier.
Great.
And like smushes it down.
Oh, this is...
And they just whine to play. And now I hold the Pistachio up and she sniffs and licks both of them.
Amazing.
But for some reason, we've never seen them like on the street at large. So I can never be like, oh, hey, like we have me and your dogs have a weird history. But because I want them to play real bad now.
Sure.
Have you ever thought about getting Pistachio stilts or an elevated platform of some kind?
Yes. Yes.
Legs, this seems so obvious. Stilts
I know.
Are so obvious.
She would do great on those. I want to.
She has all kinds of circus skills.
He's not wrong. Yeah.
She is good at standing on her hind legs.
Okay.
I'll give her that.
Well, okay, I have so many questions. One, can we put you on the spot a little bit? What would you name these dogs?
Oh, yes. Okay. For the terrier, I'm going to say Waylon.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why it just came to me.
Sure.
Husky, I'm going to say Davenport.
Okay. Those are great names.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe those are a little too regal because they're kind of doofy dogs, but like... I think that's something's funny about that to me.
No, I like that. So when Pistachio was elevated, did he get to meet both or just the one?
She's gotten to meet both of them because she started with the terrier and then on recent occasions, because now I always cut through the alley because I'm like, let's go see the dogs.
Sure, yeah.
So yeah, she has gotten to meet both of them.
Right.
But they are big dogs and it's through a screen, so I don't know how she would do on the street
live
in the wild.
Person. Yeah. I feel like now they know each other.
I know.
I also, what was the impetus for you to lift Pistachio up? Was that your idea or were whining? Okay, of course.
Well, they were whining and I was like, okay, God. Like I acted like I had to do it.
Sure.
But it was just that it was the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's real cute. I know you like to walk without your phone, but we're probably going to need a photo of that.
Yes, actually, well, on the rare occasions I do incidentally have a photo of this. I actually posted it on my Instagram a while back at Allegra Ringo. I'll post another one too. check me out, guys. I'll be around town.
Sure.
Yeah, I usually like to walk without my phone to have a serene dog walk, but I did happen to have my phone one time.
Great.
They're okay. So cute.
So we'll post it up.
Yeah.
At all concerned that you're basically, like, by cutting through the alley and leaving your phone at home, you're basically, like, creating a, like, Nancy Reagan-era, like, cautionary film strip?
Yeah, that's a good point,
about
actually.
Stranger abduction?
Dog stranger danger?
Sure.
It'll be quicker. We'll cut through the alley. Leave your phones at home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a really good point, but what a way to go.
Doing what I love.
There you go. Smushing a dog's face up against another dog's face through a screen.
Exactly. Well, it's always in the morning, so I feel safe. I feel like at night I won't do it.
Do the dogs ever offer you drugs?
Yes, and I'm like, yeah, sure, it's fine. Like, they're fine.
So far, it's fine. Once
or
twice won't hurt.
I don't do drugs. Are they cool?
Jesse, drugs are the coolest.
The dogs said they were cool, so yeah. That's all I know.
They seem like cool dogs.
They're really cool dogs.
Oh, man. This makes me really want to bring back those film strips with you in charge. You at the helm, Jesse Korn. You got time for another business, right?
That's me whipping out scripts.
Look at him go.
In a bungalow in the Chateau Marmont.
That's the dream.
I can almost hear those checks clearing now.
What sound would you say those checks make when they clear? A sort of whoosh?
Yeah. I think it's a whoosh, too.
I don't know why.
It went through. How about that?
All of my checks go, boy, are you.
That would, listen, that would be fun. I think that'd be a fun app. Do you guys do that when you, well, probably not, because you guys are probably a direct deposit type of group. But
oh, sorry, we don't have your cornpone charm.
But you guys, when you're a freelancer like I am, you take a picture of your check for the bank to accept. There's no sound effects. But now, Jesse, I think you got a real good idea there. Yeah. A little boing, going, going, going. Make you feel good about taking a photo.
Think, well, we have a camera sound in our camera app.
Sure.
Why not have a check deposit sound?
Okay. Well, in conclusion, a lot of great ideas going on here.
Great ideas.
Great. You're great. New company for Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New sound effect from a check.
Great.
Great. Now, Jesse, you also met a dog this week.
I met two dogs this week.
Let's hear it.
Among my many jobs is that I run this menswear blog called Put This On, and we have a little shop, an online shop. And we sell small vintage items, men's accessories and little doodads and whatnots.
Right.
And so every Sunday morning I get up early and I go to the flea market.
Fun.
To acquire these items. And there's one of the best things about L.A. is full of flea markets. And a lot of those flea markets allow dogs.
Ooh, that's a really great point.
Yep.
My dogs are too troublesome really, to take to the flea market. I would not get a lot of work done. It, like, literally, they're probably about as bad as if I took my four-year-old to the flea market. Like, a nice thing to do on a – I could bring them for if I was going for fun, but not if I'm actually trying to buy things. So, So the whole time that I'm there, it's like this is my block of time off on the weekend. So I have two kids and my wife gets Saturday mornings off and I get Sunday mornings off. And so I spend it at the flea market. But the whole time that I'm at the flea market, I'm just taking pictures of dogs and texting them to my wife. Like, it's all that I do. And the real peak is at the Pasadena City College flea market, which is my favorite flea market. And this actually, I would, in my head, it's my favorite flea market because it has the best goods or whatever.
Sure.
But this may be the real reason it's my favorite flea market. The Pasadena Humane Society has this bus that's full of dogs that drives in on Sunday mornings and they just set up some canopies and it's just a dog playland.
Oh my gosh.
For doggies that need adoption.
Aww.
All these little doggies are walking around everywhere with those little Adopt Me bandanas on.
So cute.
And all these funny Humane Society volunteers are there. All these, you know, funny 55-year-old ladies going, oh, this one's name is Bunting.
You know? He likes carrots, don't you? Yeah.
He's very well behaved and just bites your hand. They're so wonderful and so cute. But I was at the Long Beach Flea Market this time around. And the main type of dog that I take a picture of is scruffy dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I met two great scruffy dogs. In both cases, I asked their owners if I could meet them. They said yes. Then I asked them if I could take a picture of them. And they said yes. And I would say in both cases, the owners were uncomfortable with both requests.
Sure, but that's on them. That's not on you.
But
that's
my current obsession is medium scruffs. Which is like my dogs are both terrier chihuahua mixes. They're like in the 20 pounds range.
Sure.
And I'm right now obsessed with like a 45 pound or a 40 pound scruffy dog.
Oh, like you would love this window terrier.
I know. That's why I'm so excited about this window terrier.
Perfect.
All right, don't smash your microphone.
But I met two scruffers. They were both bigger than my dogs, but on the small side. And I texted them to my wife. And I can't tell whether my wife likes to get the pictures of them or feels that I'm taunting her. Because she's at home with our poorly behaved dogs and our poorly behaved children.
Sure. No, I don't know. That seems like, actually, I will offer this. If ever you and your wife both want to go, I will happily babysit and be paid in pictures of dogs.
Wow.
Is that something we can put out?
That's a premium offer.
I feel like that is a nice compensation is what I feel like.
Whoa.
You sound like excellent photos.
Yeah.
Real great. Now, did either of these dogs have a name? Did we get a name on
them? I did not get names on either of these dogs.
Again, I blame the owners for that.
But I'm going to call them Napa and Sonoma. Isn't that nice?
Perfect. It's real good.
I
like it. It's real big terrier day on Dogs We Met.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Cute.
Terrier Wednesday. It's
great
Wednesday.
Time.
I should have just said it was Tuesday. They don't know.
Sure. All right. All right. Hey, you two, both of you, great work.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thanks, Renee.
I was actually going to say Terrier Thursday. Because we don't know it's not
That's
Thursday.
What's gonna happen.
It's true. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Everybody. Great. That's what we call it now.
Terrier Thursday. All right, guys, now it is time for Mutt Minute. Renee, you have a small dog.
I do.
Are you okay with this?
I'm definitely okay with it,
Great.
Especially after doing the research. A lot
yes!
of fun. A lot of fun. And especially now that I know that maybe Coco could be part rat terrier.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a bigger fan.
Yeah.
I met Coco.
Oh, she's great.
Coco's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Loves fetching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But
she's
you know
best.
What? I'm getting
yep.
ahead of myself.
Okay. A lot of fun facts here.
You guys, really?
Yeah. Some of which didn't even make it into the report.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm very intrigued.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Your time begins now.
All right. The rat terrier, upon first assessment, according to me, looks like a Jack Russell terrier, but with sticky up ears. They are named after Teddy Roosevelt's dog, Skip. Skip did such a good job of clearing the White House of rats that the breed was named Rat Terrier. This breed holds the record for the most rats cleared. One Rat Terrier cleared a barn of 2,500 rats in under 7 hours. They are descendants of a smooth-coated fox terrier, the now-extinct English White Terrier, and a mix of a little bit of a Whippet, a Beagle, and perhaps a Bull Terrier. They are usually between 10 and 20 inches high and weigh around 10 to 20 pounds. They are loyal and smart, easily trainable, very adaptable to any environment, and healthy and easy to groom. They are excellent pets and highly recommended for families. Time.
53 seconds.
Okay, not bad.
Perfect.
Not bad.
I loved it. It was jam-packed, but you still came in under a minute.
Well, listen. Listen, I got to tell you that Animal Planet Dogs 101.
Oh.
I can give you some real fun facts there.
Oh, that's a good one. I got to start using
real fun
that.
Facts. Yeah. Now, I maybe am curious about what it means to clear a rat.
I was going
to
say, is this a rat slaughtering situation?
I don't know. Jesse, has Coco ever brought you a rat?
Coco has never brought me a rat, but unlike Teddy Roosevelt's White House... My house is rat-free.
Sure.
Unlike the seat of American power, there's not a ton of rats. So many rats that an entire breed of dog
gets to be mad. Good. I wonder what was going on during that time.
Well, la-di-da for you, Jesse.
Yeah.
You don't have 2,500 rats in your house.
But I will tell you this. There are few things that move along the ground that my dog, Coco, will not pounce upon and break the neck of.
Sure.
Yeah.
It really does not matter what it is. She has never actually killed anything. But that's really only because she's never had the opportunity to. Like, she's never caught a squirrel. A squirrel, I think, would be, if squirrels couldn't go up trees, she would be bringing us squirrels all day long.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
She will do that for a ball. I mean, you've seen her play fetch for like an hour straight without stopping because she's so obsessed with chasing things.
And so focused.
Yeah, but like anything on the ground and also feet.
Yeah. Does she?
She thinks that feet are probably trouble. And she goes.
Just to, like people walking?
Like basically like you and I right now are sitting with, we're all three of us sitting with our legs crossed.
Right.
Like ladies.
Sure.
And we're, you know, maybe our toes, if you imagine someone with their legs crossed and their toes are dancing a little bit.
Oh.
That is Coco's worst nightmare. She will stare at it and just, you'll just hear this involuntary growl that she also does if we're petting her while she's in her bed.
Sure.
Because she's defending her bed.
Oh, interesting.
But she loves getting petted, so it's sort of like she's really...
Right.
So it's this kind of involuntary, like... like this low background rumble. And so she will have her eyes locked on those toes, and you'll just hear... and then eventually, if you keep you know, tapping your toe or whatever, she'll just go... and just like bite at it, and she won't like crunch it.
Sure,
she makes her point.
Right,
she's terrified my children on a number of occasions.
Oh, the kids. Oh, yeah.
Very hard to teach a child under four that they shouldn't wave their toes near the dog. Like, it's such a weird, like, it's none of my children had any problem with, like, poking the dogs in the eyes or ears or, like, pulling on tails.
Right.
But it's, like, a very complicated thing to explain to a 2 3/4-year-old.
Sure.
Don't tap your feet near the dog's nose.
Yeah. That's so weird.
That's, to be fair, that's a rough requirement for a kiddo. I have a nephew who's also four.
It is a rough.
Those are tough roles in your house. He's got a remote control plane that the dog loses his mind over.
Oh,
do your kids have any
wow.
toys that Coco goes crazy with that it's kind of an independent remote control toy?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yes, she has tried to chase a remote control car before.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the funnest. Yeah. Oh, boy, it's the funnest.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
A plane's gotten away in the house. Why is nobody else concerned? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And
it's
then
don't worry, guys. I'll break its neck.
I'm on it.
That poor Dusty from Airplanes, the Disney movie, never had a chance. Never had a chance.
I remember when you bought that for him.
I do.
Is it dead now?
No.
Oh, good.
Just chased with enthusiasm.
Oh, good, good,
sure.
good.
Sure.
So everyone's having fun.
I got my nephew I'm the worst aunt. I got him a plane without looking at the size, and the plane's bigger than he is and makes a lot of noise. So
my brother, that's the best.
Moly.
Yeah, my brother and said, but it was an eBay thing. The price seemed right. So I was like, yeah, I'm sure that's fine. Forgetting it's eBay. It's a discounted price.
Never buy anyone a toy that's not your child.
Yeah,
that's a good rule of thumb. Never buy a toy for a child that's not yours.
Oh, no. I've been doing that so much.
Nope. Don't do it.
Why?
Don't.
Because you don't know what their house is like.
Yeah.
You don't know what the toy situation is like. You don't know what the storage situation is like. I'll tell you what you do. Just get them an age-appropriate book.
Oh, okay. I can help with that.
Yeah.
Just end of the day. My rule is all children, we have to give, when you have kids, you got to give a lot of presents.
Sure.
All children get this one book, all children under 7 or so, get this one book we like called Who Needs Donuts?
Great.
Ooh, I don't know it.
It's a great book. It's absolutely tremendous, this book. I can't recommend this book highly enough. It's one of my favorite picture books. I was not familiar with it as a kid, but someone recommended it when we had kids. I bought it. It's wonderful. It's about this kid that loves donuts. It's a long story.
Oh, that's real fun.
He collects donuts specifically. He doesn't love eating donuts. He loves collecting donuts.
Oh,
he
fun.
Moves to the big city to collect donuts. Anyway, he learns that at the end of the day, love is more important than donuts.
Aww.
Yeah. I got to get a hold of this book, Jesse.
Yeah.
Let's talk children's book. Have you gotten a hold of Dragons Love Tacos?
No. What's that about?
Oh, I've heard of that one.
It's about a dragon. They love tacos.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another book I can't remember.
You know who loves tacos?
Who else? Jesse.
Jesse's
this
love
guy.
Tacos.
Jesse.
Yeah. Who's got two thumbs isn't a dragon and loves tacos. This guy.
Jesse, I got to introduce you to these dragons. You guys can have a great night.
I know.
And then Don't Let the Pigeon Ride the Bus.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Don't Let the Pigeon Ride the Bus is a fun one.
You can handle that one? All right. Those.
Here's the thing. When I'm looking at a children's book, this is a topic for One Bad Mother.
Sure.
Not Can I Pet Your Dog? But I want a sense of, like, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of cute books out there. There's a lot of kind of clever books out there, I would say. Don't Let the Pigeon Ride the Bus is a good example of a clever book.
Right.
I like a book with a sort of ineffable magical quality, like a Maury Sendak book.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
And those are relatively few and far between, I've found. Children's books tend to be pretty literal and patronizing.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the best you can hope for is a fun one, like Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus,
right.
which is legit fun. It's a really fun book.
Super fun. Yeah.
But that's what I like about Who Needs Donuts is it's got that quality of magic, and it's also kind of irreverent.
I'm sincerely going to go check out this book.
Go check
Seems
out that
fun.
Book.
I'm going to get it for my nephew, and I'm going to go ahead and give a thank you for my nephew and my brother and sister-in-law who love you for telling me to not give him gifts.
Do not give him gifts, just not toys.
Just not toys. Legs, would you like to hear your dog for next week?
Yes, please.
I sort of know it. Together, we're going to figure it out. We were talking with the We Got This fellas.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to describe it to you. The Chesapeake Bay Terror Jog Lab.
Chesapeake Bay.
Dog.
Bay Dog Lab.
I believe that's a technical term.
That's where they built that dog that you can take apart and put back together.
The Chesapeake Bay Retreat.
Courtesy of We Got This / CIPYD crossover last week.
Yep. Yeah, so we can learn all about it.
Great.
Yahoo!
I'm in.
All right, Jesse, you in? next week? You're just going to be a staple of the show?
Do you sign off on me doing that dog?
If in future weeks your plan is to come into my office
and beg, please be part of our show.
To say, will you please come into my studio? My studio.
Into your
studio. I'm confusing my possessives here, but into Jesse's studio and do our show. Mm-hmm. That's your show.
Yes.
With us. That's you.
Yes. Yes. You're on board.
Yeah.
Great. That's all I needed to hear. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Great. My minute.
Yay.
New to Maximum Fun, the Beef and Dairy Network podcast, the number one podcast for those involved or just interested in the production of beef animals and dairy herds. All sponsored by Grazex, the latest grass replacement pellet from Mitchell's. If it's not Mitchell's, get back in the truck. Find us at MaximumFun.org or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. And if it's not clear, this is a comedy podcast. Beef out.
Legs. It's been a while.
Yes.
But I think we're ready again
to hear
some dog news.
It has been a while.
We've been so busy.
We've been busy.
We got a
dogs
crossover.
Have been busy.
I had to be consoled. If you haven't listened to We Got This podcast, Jesse, did you hear that we did big versus small dogs?
Yeah.
On We Got This.
That's
who
very
won, Jesse?
Exciting.
Yeah.
Who won?
Why don't you guess based on tone? Wait, do you know which one I am?
Small dogs?
Yeah. Jesse, I put up such a fight. I threatened. I bribed. I cried.
She doesn't know that those aren't good debate tactics.
I flashed.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. Nothing.
My dog Coco jumps up on my lap so I can give her a hug.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember that thing about how you're not supposed to hug dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my dog seeks out hugs by jumping up on my lap, and it's very comfortable because she's a small dog.
Yeah. That study had a lot of issues, for real. I'm not just saying that as a dog person. I'm saying that as a scientist.
Person. Okay.
I'm saying that as someone who doesn't care about science but does hug dogs.
Yeah, same. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick it in your ear, science.
That's a boy.
This is why people don't believe in climate change.
It's nonsense like this.
Bill Nye, the science guy, wants to stand there and tell me that I can't hug dogs.
Not having it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson says I can't hug dogs. Well, stick it in your ear, Tyson. Or deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. That's a point that can't be argued.
It wasn't even... If it was someone that legitimate, I would give it a second thought. It was literally just some guy.
And real quick review. I think all dog lovers have heard this. But what came in? There was like a study that was like, oh, dogs don't care for hugs. But it was
a survey of Google image search pictures.
And it was like 250, which is a very small sample size.
Sure.
And it was this guy looking at them and deciding if the dog looked distressed in a hug or not.
Oh, boy.
So this is context-free. You don't know what's happening before. You don't know what is happening in this dog's life. 250, very small.
And obviously, Coco wasn't part of this.
Right.
Pistachio wasn't part of this.
Right. So
it's
no
not accurate.
Control group.
It's not science.
All it's right. not science.
It's not. It genuinely doesn't sound like science. It sounds like some guy's opinion.
No, I do. I actually think it sounds like a really bad study, like, whether or not I agree with the conclusion.
Okay.
Which I don't.
I like that. All right. Well, let's talk about some news. Let's talk about some real facts.
Thank you. This is some real dog news, you guys, for once, in the mainstream media. Okay. This is a real cute. This is a real a fluff piece, as we call it.
Let's do it.
In the industry. And it's also seasonal. A high school in Florida, the seniors played an adorable, hilariously harmless senior prank where they turned their school parking lot into basically a dog park.
Oh.
It's so like comically nice and hilariously like a that's the word I'm looking for. It's so hilariously innocuous.
Yeah.
It really is just so the seniors of Monarch High School in Coconut Creek, Florida, as Jezebel put it, pulled off the near impossible by staging a senior prank that's both harmless and entertaining. Approximately 70 students brought their dogs to school on the last day of class. And that's pretty much it. So the principal showed up and tried to stop it. But then more students and dogs kept showing up. And the principal just went like,
oh, that's fine.
Because according to this article, there were, quote, dogs in purses, dogs in strollers. This article says, ultimately, even the principal was charmed and allowed the students and dogs to stay in the parking lot for half a first period.
I love the idea of that principal trying to stop it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like, but it sounds so happy.
No! There will be no dogs in this high school. This is a place for learning, not barking.
Oh, come on, Principal Anderson.
You're right. Okay, okay.
There's one dog. Yeah. He's like looking crusty while a dog licks his face, and he's like,
well, if more dogs are going to continue to appear, I guess I'll just have to back down. But I don't have to like it.
It's a principal with a backbone.
Guys, yeah. His heart grew 3 sizes.
Yes.
It's a great story.
That's so charming. I love it. Isn't it cute? Guys do senior pranks for your high school?
No.
No.
I went to art school. Our whole 4 years of school was a senior prank.
That's amazing. We all became part of the Vacuum Club, which is
cool.
Thank you for asking. We so you put a wet.
You've been waiting for 10 years to share this.
Yes.
Story.
Oh God. Yes. You want to hear a real boring story? It'll be real quick. Real quick. And real. I'm just as I look back, I'm like, why? Why?
Well, no senior pranks are good.
Sure.
This is the only good one.
But this one in particular. So you put a soggy piece of bread on your stomach, lying down, with a bundle of matches. You light the matches. They go into a burst of flames. Then you put a mason jar on top of that. It vacuums up. Take it all off. You got a huge circle hickey on your stomach. And everybody our senior year did that. And that was our senior prank.
That's...
You all have circular hickey.
Wow, you really stuck it to that crusty old dean.
Didn't we? Why? Why? Why didn't we just bring our dogs to school?
Why didn't you just like draw a circle on your stomach? Like that's such, that's so, first of all, I didn't realize that's where that was going.
Yeah.
There was probably tons of stuff you could have disassembled and reassembled on the roof.
So many things,
that's
Jesse.
True.
So many things. Or just become Vacuum Club on the roof. Anything.
Vacuum Club on
that.
The roof.
I know.
Oh, that's so weird. That's not the kind of vacuum I was picturing. I'll give you that.
Sure. Yeah. No, the whole thing's ridiculous.
But I've never heard a good one. Otherwise, it's like a shaving cream something, lead a cow to the roof.
Point is, all senior pranks going forward need to be dog park in the parking lot.
Yeah, this is the only senior prank now.
Great.
There's no other ones.
Okay. We've deemed it here. King, you approve?
Oh, well, unless there's a place where a lot of the kids have pet goats and then they should bring the goats.
That's cute.
That's good. Also pigs. Or pigs. Goats or pigs?
Goat. Well, I took care of I babysat a pig once and he bit me.
Oh, no.
I remember that.
Wait, I do know about this.
He was a real so-and-so.
Oh, I'm so sorry to bring this up.
His name was Atticus.
We were doing so good, and then I brought up Atticus.
I guess goats would bite you, too.
No, goats are
goats don't
are
really
nice.
Care.
To be fair. Sure.
I don't know. What if you had a tin can in your hand?
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Okay,
good
if
point.
You go to a farm school... Feel free to exercise your creativity, but do so with caution, guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're not responsible for who gets bitten by what.
You know what? I'm just going to say, overall, feel free to express your creativity, but do so with caution.
Yeah. That's great advice.
Great life lesson.
Yeah. Okay. I got that from a page a day calendar.
Smart. Really great.
Wise. Hey, great fluffy news.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, we are so excited to have with us in the studio professional partier Andrew W.K. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's very good to be here.
We are so excited to have you. I've personally been a fan of you since the early aughts, and it's never stopped.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for partying for that long duration.
You're welcome.
Andrew,
bye.
I should let you know, I stopped being a fan of yours around 06, 07.
You know, that actually all makes a lot of sense now. Yeah. It puts things into context. So thank you for sticking it out as long as you did.
Well, you know.
You had a good run.
Yeah.
Was this, did you stop, is this because you stopped partying or you just stopped liking Andrew?
No, I was a big fan of the Kit Kat commercial and it sort of stopped running. You know, it just kind of ran its course.
Sure.
And then at the end of that, I was like, well, I guess I'm not into Andrew W.K. anymore.
Hey, I'll take whatever I can get with Jesse. He is a very fine man and has very refined tastes. I'm sure he's constantly abandoning various interests because he has so much on his plate. How many interests can one person have?
And, you know,
like
I'm a just like you, I'm a diehard, in-the-wool Andrew W.K. fan. Never stopped.
No, you can't stop.
You can't. Once you're in.
Yeah.
Regardless of Kit Kat support.
Thank you very much.
I blame Kit Kat for this.
Sure.
Andrew.
Yes.
We tried to play it cool, but we were recording a little segment right before you came in.
Yes.
Jesse told us, hey, Andrew's here. We both lost our minds. Both screamed like little fangirls.
Oh, that's what the scream was.
Yeah, that was us. That's why it happened.
Okay, wow. Well, I heard through the walls about principal chiding the school about this is a place for learning, not barking.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That was right after the screams.
Oh, yes.
So I thought that you were portraying unruly kids. who came with, you know, collie dogs and stuff, like a bunch of, like, a army of Lassie dogs into the school corridors.
Precisely. You're actually pretty much describing the exact thing that we were talking about. Okay. It was a senior prank where the kids turned the school into a dog park. Well, everybody brought their
great.
Dogs.
That's yeah. great.
It is. It was really great.
Wow.
Really?
That actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Classic prank.
Yeah. So I know you're a professional partier, but I think those kids got you beat.
Hey, I'm here to learn. Part of being a professional is you keep your mind open. I'm trying to absorb all the partying.
I love it. So now, Andrew, you don't currently have a dog, but maybe you had dogs growing up.
Yes.
Can you hear about those?
Well, the first dog I was born into, if I remember correctly, it existed before I did, and its name was Tavish.
Oh. Ooh.
Mm. And it was a black sheepdog. I think possibly the type that could develop dreadlocks.
Oh.
If my mom had allowed it to, which she did not.
Sure.
She kept it silky and relatively shorn, and but it was quite intense, as those dogs can sometimes be. They like people to stay together. They like to have a sense of where everybody is in the room or in the general layout. It really liked tennis balls. It really liked cows. It had a primal connection to herds. Really, of anything.
Sure.
But it was a very sweet dog. It was a mutt. I believe they got it in some not from a pet store. Mm-hmm. Should actually ask them where they got it. And my mom and dad were obsessed with this dog, had a very intense relationship with the dog. And when it passed away, that was just completely devastating. I think about it quite a bit, actually.
Aww.
How old were you when the dog passed away?
Probably 11 or so.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly the tender heart of childhood.
Yeah, yep. Before
that's
puberty.
When you're the most self-aware and not yet pubescent. Mm. And,
yeah, not yeah. yet doubting oneself, or the emotions are right out there, and had never really contemplated the dog going away.
Sure. Right.
And then to see it sort of decline, the memory was. Eventually had to be locked in this room that we were having renovated. The house was getting kind of redone at parts, and it just sort of couldn't really be a dog anymore even. And that was probably the last couple of days. And it was scary. It turned into kind of like a monster. Mm. It's unpredictable. And I remember we went and played putt-putt golf on the day that my parents took it to be put out of its suffering. And it was the least fun I'd ever had playing
public. Understandable.
Yeah, well.
Before the decline in keeping the herds, did you ever get out of line and you were ushered back in?
I never got
as a
nipped.
Kiddo?
No, it was more strangers, I
sure.
think, than it was the familiar folks that the dog was used to. No, but never bit, never nipped at, never really, except towards the end when the unpredictable behavior came more to the surface. Otherwise, very sweet dog, but very, very intense, like a lot of personality, more like a cat kind of dog. It does things on its own terms. It's not just there to please, has its own life, its own agenda, its own things that it's interested in throughout the yeah. day. And we're just there sort of in the midst of all that.
Yeah, my childhood dog was an Australian Shepherd mix. And,
okay.
And that dog in Dolores Park in San Francisco, near where I grew up, is a big kind of two-block-by-two-block park. And this dog would just go off-leash and just round up all of the dogs in the entire – all
like
the dogs and children would just be gathered into a central place so that the police officer could give my mom a ticket for letting her dog off-leash.
There you go.
And my dog, it was a similar thing. I think my dog – is the only dog, I'm like 90% sure that my dog actually went to live in the country.
Yeah.
Because my mom kept getting tickets, she couldn't deal with the dog. And her dental hygienist lived in, you know, Marin County somewhere or something where they were on a farmhouse. And the dog went and lived for like 5 years there. And it completely helped me avoid dealing with the reality of death, which I have not done to this day.
That's an achievement
great.
Unto itself.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Definitely. Now, was there any other dogs that you had growing up?
Yeah, so
yes.
Maybe within a year after Tavish left, we got a new dog. And this was a dog that was in the paper, but I think was originally from a pet store. It was not a mutt. And my mom was very curious about how this experience would be. But the dog was so cute. Its name was Molly. It was a terrier kind of, gosh, I don't, you know, some kind of cute breed.
Sure.
Dog bred to be
cute. One of those cute dogs.
Yeah.
But a medium-sized dog, not a tiny little dog or anything. And not that there's anything wrong with tiny little dogs. But
sure.
Thank you.
Around the same size as Tavish, maybe a bit smaller, and a female. Whereas Tavish has been a male, and I think there was a lot of personality that came from that. We were happy with this dog, but with all due respect to Molly, she didn't have the depth of Tavish. And I think actually that was good. I think she was a real polarity, a real shift. So it wasn't trying to live up to Tavish. It wasn't trying to replace Tavish. It was just a fresh dog, fresh start. And after the Molly passed away, my mom said, that's it. No more. I can't handle them leaving.
Sure. That's fair.
Because it's just long enough for it to become irreplaceable in your life, to fill up a big part of who you are. And then it's just short enough where you really realize you're going to face that. And you can face it many, many times. I mean, some dogs, 10 years, 15 years, if you're lucky.
Yeah. My wife's family adopted a dog when my wife and I first got together when we were in high school. I mean, we were 16 probably, maybe 17.
Oh, boy.
And she just got put down this year.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
It's crazy. Like this, I've never lived in the same house as this dog, but it's just amazing how much of a part of your life and of a family a dog is. And to think, oh, right, but they live on a different time scale than we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it is a different, it's a very different thing.
You fathom it more than you would with the fish, pet rat, pet mice, other pets I had, of course, realizing moths and flies, would they live two days?
My frog, Boutros Froggy, got out of his enclosure and dried up in the closet.
Oh, boy. Oh, Boutros. Okay. Boutros. Well,
that was more of a fun science experiment than anything else.
For you,
that still
I
sounds traumatizing.
It was rough for Boutros. But he brought it upon himself.
But again, how much longer would he have lived anyways?
Good point. Yeah. Excellent point.
If you're going to go out as a science experiment.
Those
are words to live
science.
By right there. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Have you had any dogs as an adult?
Me?
Have you been too busy partying?
What counts as it? Oh, after the age of 18?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fair.
So, I mean, I had already moved away by the time that Molly was put down and was glad to not be there for that, but also would have liked to have been, as you want to be present to help those who are grieving. But that, I was not there. And I think being at that age, I didn't have as close a relationship with the dog. There was a lot of time that I just sort of was irritated by everybody, including my brother and my parents.
The
dog just became part of that. Leave me alone. I don't want to play. In general.
Yeah.
But no, since then, because of the travel, I have not. I've enjoyed visiting other folks and their dogs. I've had friends, including actually a band member now, that has a small dog that he's able to bring with him really wherever we go.
Oh, how fun.
And that's been nice. And this dog is a Chihuahua with a lot of personality. We'll strike out.
Not one of these boring Chihuahuas.
He's not one of the calm
Chihuahuas.
Ones.
Yeah,
it's sort of a fluke where he has a lot of hyper energy.
Yeah,
sure.
His eyes are kind of bugged out for some reason.
Yeah,
never seen that.
What's his name?
Well, I thought his name was Hala, which I thought was short for jalapeno, but his full name is Nova. Like, I thought of the smoked fish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
But I think it's named after the car.
Okay.
Nova jalapeno. I think it's a she, actually, and she's very sweet, and I've really grown to like her, and I look forward to her coming out. I'll actually ask, is Nova going to be coming? How's Hala doing? And Dave, our guitarist, says, oh, dude, you know, I was going to bring Hala, but I didn't know if you guys wanted. And it started off as a joke kind of in reverse because we thought, why would we want you to bring the dog? But then we actually grew to really like this dog, and it kind of like a child, it gives everybody something to focus on and play with and removes you from yourself, which is probably the best gift that animals can give.
Does that mean that the tour bus has to make potty stops? I mean, puppy potty stops?
No, I've never really asked what they do. I guess it was out
That's
of sight.
That's his bunk and his business.
On his own terms.
I think some of these dogs get quite well-versed in controlling themselves. I mean, they've taken him on really long flights, or her, on really long flights, and I guess it just holds it, or it goes into a pad in its little house. That's their thing.
Sure.
That's right. their side of it.
Their business. But look, Andrew, you're a married man. But your wife is often with you on tour.
Yes.
And so do you ever wish for a dog as part of a kind of like alternative to your rock star lifestyle, kind of tranquil domestic fantasy?
Well, I really have developed an issue with dogs here.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And I'm not proud of this. It's not allergies. I am allergic to cats, have been. It's actually progressed. It's become worse.
Ugh.
Although at the same time, I've gotten more tolerant to certain cats, like Little Bub. I'm able to handle that cat.
Have you met? You've met Little Bub?
I've met Little Bub and many times and felt her plush body, and it's extremely soft.
Yeah.
Almost it feels like you're putting your hand through the cat because there's just no friction there.
Oh, the dream.
Love it.
And that cat, I've had no allergies. And Mike, Little Bub's dude, has said that's often the case with people who've had allergies with other cats. Little Bub has one of her magical powers.
Wow.
She's just non-allergenic. And then maybe a few other girlfriends that had cats, I got used to them. But I really like cats and as much as dogs, and I guess because they're smaller and they're just fluffier, I really want to pet them, and that's been quite painful.
Aww.
But I don't miss the hair.
Sure.
So this is something that's developed. I guess my parents were always very tidy about it. The dog here, it seems so silly, but that almost has been probably just an excuse so I could imagine not doing it, because who cares? Like, I saw a great video of a gentleman who was talking about his dog, and he had just bought this really beautiful fancy leather couch, his first ever leather couch. It cost more than any car he had bought. He'd saved up. And the dog jumped on it and tore, like the first day with his nails right in the couch. And he said he would have given anything to have that dog back for one day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what puts it all in perspective. Dog here, furniture getting messed up, the material challenges of caring for something are all part of it and are really inconsequential when it comes to what you get out of it otherwise. So,
I mean, Andrew, I'm not trying to put a too fine a point on this, but we've known each other for a long time.
That's true.
You today are wearing your legendary Andrew WK uniform.
Probably the same ones since last time.
White t-shirt, high top sneakers, and white blue jeans. And I'm just going to say that, they're well worn.
And the fine point.
I don't know if you can play the neat freak card.
Okay, this is true. I've tried to have it both ways. I've tried to say, well, I can be filthy, but nothing else can. So that's really, you're right. It doesn't make sense. Most dogs probably even in their most, putrid state. Even living on the street are probably more clean than the clothes I'm wearing right now.
I have a serious question for you, Andrew. Many, many years ago, I think the first time we met in real life in Santa Cruz, California, maybe.
I was thinking about that earlier today.
No. 10, 12 years ago, whatever it is now, 15 years ago, you met my youngest brother. My youngest brother, Brendan, who at the time was a rock star himself,
nice.
The front man of the legendary rock band Total Annihilation.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell us. We know.
He must have been 7 then, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
8?
I have a photo with him.
Yeah.
Aww.
On the bus.
And these days he's an adult.
Oh, wow.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
And he has 2 hairless cats.
Ooh, interesting.
These cats are pretty weird. I'm not going to pretend like they're not weird. But I kind of like them. And I've also met one of those hairless dogs.
Oh, wow.
Those Aztec ones, the Mexican ones, a Xochotl or something. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, right.
And I really liked it. I had a great time, and I liked petting it, too.
They're cool.
Yeah.
It had a certain spirit.
Yeah, it's a primitive dog, they say. You know, it's not a highly bred dog. So it's got a lot of brains and a lot of attitude.
That's what it's – they're kind of doing things on their own terms.
Yeah, exactly. And, it was really impressive. They have a real presence.
They haven't succumbed to humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I've heard that hairless cats, though, still will cause allergies for someone who's
really
allergic to cats.
Really? Interesting.
Well, it's the dander.
Well, what I know
– you got to look out for that dander.
It's the dead skin cells.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is also true for cats. I know that with dogs, unfortunately, accurately, there is no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog because it is both their dander and their spit that you can be allergic to.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I think with a hairless dog, obviously there's less, you know, chance of shedding and all that. But although those Mexican hairless do have a little kind of mohawk down there.
Yeah, they
back,
got a
little, really cool.
They got a cool ridge. My brother was allergic to dogs. My family got a Portuguese water dog.
Oh,
Sealskin?
I like those.
And those are like, they look a little bit like a poodle, but they're super obsessed with swimming.
Wow.
And they're relatively hypoallergenic. That's what the Obama family got.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So did that work for your brother?
It worked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I think you can minimize allergies. I think there's just not ever any like totally hypoallergenic.
He was a dumb dog. I want to make that clear.
There's a brilliance in that as well.
Yeah. He was a sweetheart.
Now, Andrew, I maybe want to swing it over to a little bit more silly.
Cut. Yeah.
As a professional partier, would you have advice for dogs at a party, saying you're having a house party, how can they best be the best professional partier? Because they're going to be the center of attention. Mm. Do we need to put them in an outfit? Do they need to be friendly? Do they let people go to them?
They want to scamper. That's
sure.
just the
right.
first thing
sure.
I think of. That's all they ever really want to do.
That's true. That's wise.
And they embrace the close confines of rooms. I think that adds to the intensity of the scampering. When they have some other fixed figure, usually a child, a baby that can't maneuver that well, an older person, someone who doesn't want to play, they seem to also work off that.
Sure.
They'll come up, turn around, they'll try to get your attention, then they run away, then they run away, then they run as fast as they can. Like the amount of intensity in these short sprints, you think there's no way they're going to be able to run that close to the wall without hitting it, and then run back again.
Right.
It's like shuttle runs.
Right.
And that's, of course, very entertaining, and then the rest of the dogs join in. So they're putting on a show while they're also enjoying themselves, which is, again, one of these great gifts that dogs have. They're able to communicate a great deal just being themselves.
I love that. So, dogs, if you're listening, scamper.
Scamper and run amok.
Run
amok.
Enjoy yourself.
Just be yourselves.
Yeah, I feel like the key word here is amok. I feel like that's a real touchstone.
And kids, you know, in their best way at that early age, that's also their natural inclination. And if you give them too much space, they can't really – that doesn't really count as running amok. And that's just running free.
Yeah.
I think they call that lost.
Yes, the kid perishes. So don't want that.
Okay, Andrew.
Yeah.
With every guest, we play a little game. We're going to give you the breed and sex of an imaginary dog and ask you to come up with a name for that dog.
Okay.
Renee, what do you think?
Could we do a border collie?
That's like, a Lassie dog?
That's exactly.
The full-size one? That's the big one? Okay.
Yeah,
I think I think a Lassie dog is just a straight-up collie.
Oh.
I'm sorry to be pedantic.
No, thank you for being such.
What's the border collie?
Yeah,
on the border
one?
Of
the
being a full-size and a small size?
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember what a border collie looks like.
So the Lassie dog, probably just a collie, but we're going to make it a boy.
Ooh.
What do we think?
I think Lassie was a... Wait,
oops.
No, she was a girl.
Okay,
never
mind.
Well, is it supposed to be the first thing that pops into my mind, or am I supposed to think about it?
Yeah, let's do both. Let's do first thing that comes to your mind, and
don't
then something
else
comes
around. Don't mess this up, Will
Trier. Oh, these always are, you know, high-pressure games.
The stakes could not be higher.
Sure.
No, you can...
Well, it already popped in, so let me
get
that
one. Let's
good, good.
The one that popped in was Junior.
Great.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's great.
I like that.
That's it.
I'm not that impressed with it myself. I'm glad you're so impressed.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a lot of experience now. We usually find that people's kind of first gut guess is best to go with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I think it's hard to remove the Lassie persona on that dog, so you know that they're helping. And when you ask for, like, tell me the details, you're going to be like, tell me all about it, Junior. Where do we go? It's good.
It works.
It's true.
It works.
I feel like the good news is no matter what pops into your head, it's going to be better than whatever name your dog had when you adopted it.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. I know. They never come with good names.
Oh, yeah, that is strange.
My dogs were called Georgie Girl and Chicklet.
Okay, that was actually I like a lot.
No. I actually was gonna say Georgie Boy as the my name that didn't pop in instantly that I was gonna think about, and I was like, okay, a great name if I was gonna really sit down and come up with it, that was gonna be Georgie Boy.
I say just follow your heart, Andrew.
Yeah, I guess so. Good thing I didn't blurt that one out. Jeez. Georgie Girl though.
That's pretty funny. That's a long name to call it every time.
Ooh, you know what? My dog Sissy was named Chiclet, and it's not a bad name for her.
I think okay. Chiclet's kind of cool.
You can work with
but
it.
I like Sissy, too.
Yeah. Sissy's better.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you tell us where we can find you on Twitter, on the internet, anything else you want to tell us about?
I was fortunate enough to get in on the internet game relatively early, so pretty much every website or social media presence with A-N-D-R-E-W-W-K at the end will take you to me in some form or another.
Great.
Andrew's got one of the great Twitter feeds full of inspiration and the power of dreams.
Thank you, Jesse.
You've been touring with your band recently.
We never stopped playing shows. We have been doing one-offs, and we did do a world tour in 2012. And I'm actually very happy to say that we just finished a month of recording
on a
new album. So there'll be a lot more touring and, of course, a lot more partying.
Yes. Sure.
Have you guys ever had the chance to see Andrew live?
No.
Not live.
It's basically, Jordan and I went years ago at Slim's in San Francisco.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, you guys know I mostly like rap music.
Sure. Sure. Of course.
Let's face facts here. Yeah. If you want me to list my top 10 concerts, there's not going to be a lot of hardcore shows in there. But it may be the most fun thing I've ever done in my life.
I believe it.
Amazing.
Absolutely transporting.
Well, thank you.
When you come to LA, we will be there. Do we have an idea of when that album's coming out?
No, not yet, okay. But it is coming along, and it's actually, I'm not proud to say this, it'll be the first album in over 10 years, so.
Yeah.
That's okay. You've been working on a ton of other stuff.
And hey, you know the wait.
Partying is the one constant.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
That's a boy.
That's the drumbeat of the world.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew. We loved having you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Allegra.
Renee.
You okay?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
Doing great.
Yeah? You just met Andrew WK.
I know.
How are you feeling?
Pretty great. You know, I feel like he's just a storm of positivity, and that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's why I like him so much.
Yeah. I like him for being a professional partier.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met a professional.
Now you've met the best.
Several amateurs. Never,
sure.
Never a profesh.
Plenty of amateur partiers. Well, we'd like to say a super, super thank you to Andrew WK for being our guest today and to Jesse Thorne for being our special co-host.
What a treat.
Very fun.
What a treat. Travis, we miss you, but if we can't have Travis, that's a pretty good silver
pretty good
medal.
Though.
Thank you to Aaron Hagen for our theme song and Paige Weldon for our logo.
Thank you, Christian Duenas, for being our guest producer today. And thank you, Max Fun, for having us, of course, as always. There are tons of other great shows on Maximum Fun that we think you'll really like Lady to Lady, Baby Geniuses, both of which are lady-hosted podcasts, like yours truly. There's also, let's see, Bunker Buddies, International Waters, Schmanners, lots of great ones that I think you'll really enjoy.
So did you hear Indy's dad just became part of Max Fun?
Oh, that's right. Adam Conover has a new podcast on Maximum Fun. Mm-hmm. It's called Adam Ruins Everything. Just like his TV show, and it's a lot of fun, really interesting, really smart.
And you guys know Adam, but yeah, they were sure. He and his little lady Lisa, who writes for BoJack Horseman.
She is the designer and and producer of BoJack Horseman. I think that's right.
Right. She's the reason BoJack Horseman is so great.
Correct.
They were on our show. They talked about their dog Indy.
Oh yeah.
Now he's got his own podcast.
Oh, it's great.
Come on. Great. Love it.
Full circle.
What a fun Max Fun family. Hey, you guys. We want to see pictures of your dogs. The best way to do that. Is to tweet them at us or put them on Instagram. We are at CIPYD Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We also have a Facebook page for you. Just put Can I Pet Your Dog into the search bar. We are a closed group. Ask to be added. We're going to add you. And then post pictures of your dogs and get upwards of 200 likes because we love that dog.
Easy, dude. Yeah. These days, easy.
Yeah.
If you have not yet, we would super appreciate it if you would rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. And those of you who have, thank you so, so much. It really helps us a lot, and it makes us feel great. Thank you for all your kind and wonderful reviews.
You guys are the best. All right, we did. We talked about the page, talked about the logo, talked about the thing, talked about the thing. We did it. I think that's
we
it.
We did it.
You ready?
Let's
Here we go. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.